what do you want me to say?
Rooms of the house,
okay. Well, downstairs, downstairs is built almost completely open. There's one room that has doors which you can close off, but all the other rooms are open. The kitchen used to have a door, but my mother had that taken down some years ago. I'm not sure why. I think because it swung both ways and she was afraid someone would get hit going through it. The reason that it was built open this way is that my grandfather was a musician. He played with the pre-Atlanta Symphony, whatever it was, I don't know to what extent it was organized, and he often had his musical friends to come over in the afternoons or whenever to have little impromptu chamber concerts, and therefore he wanted as much open space as possible so that the sound would carry. Downstairs, well, we are sitting in the living room, which goes the entire length of the house. And to the left of the living room, as you're standing at the front door, is a large, called a hall, but it's really just a big open space. And as you, just as you come in the front door, there's a small entrance hall. To your left, as you come in the front door, is the room which is officially known as the sun parlor. That was the architect's name for the room. But all during my childhood, and in fact later than that, it was known in the family as the fish room, because my grandfather kept tropical fish and he kept his aquarium in there, so I still sometimes refer to that as the fish room. And I've got a couple of friends who also call it the fish room, although there haven't been fish in there 20 years. And then behind that is the dining room, and behind the dining room is the kitchen, which fairly well takes care of the downstairs rooms. There's a front porch in front of the house. It's not screened in. My mother always wanted a screened in porch, but we never had one. And then there's a back porch, which is enclosed with lattice work. And there's a little, well, I always used to call it the privy, which embarrassed my father terribly, but it is almost literally sort of an outdoor bathroom on the back porch, which was put in because my grandparents at one time lived downstairs, my parents lived upstairs, and there's only one real bathroom in the house, so my grandparents had fixtures installed on the back porch, one of which is in working order, but most of which leak, so I don't ever use that, although it's sometimes convenient when you have workmen working in the backyard. Okay, upstairs is, well, basically it's four bedrooms. I've labeled them bedrooms on the floor plan, although really only three of them have been used as bedrooms during my lifetime. One of them, well, my mother slept in one room, my father in one room, and I in one. And the fourth bedroom was, during my childhood, when my grandparents lived downstairs and my parents upstairs, that was the kitchen. And the room that I'm sleeping in now was the living room upstairs, and the other two were just bedrooms. But the previous living room has now been converted into my bedroom, and the room which was the kitchen is the, for want of a better term, the junk room, where all sorts of unwanted things are stored, and also all sorts of wanted things. But basically it's the room where I put everything where I don't, which I don't have room for in other places. The one bathroom is upstairs, and it's between two of the bedrooms, and then the hall generally connects all of them, and that's all there is to the house. There is an attic, but as a matter of fact, believe it or not, I have never seen the attic of this house in my life. It's accessible from upstairs, but you'd have to get a stepladder out. There's a wooden thing in the ceiling that you'd have to move aside in order to get up into it, and I have never done it.
Curiosity.
Well, I've been told there's nothing up there, that it's not very interesting, that it's, well, it's unfinished and they're just open boards and you have to balance yourself along the boards, otherwise you'd fall through the ceiling and break your neck, not to mention what you do to the ceiling. There were some squirrels in there last year, so I definitely know there's a space up there. I think, though, that everything that was up there had